all kinds. I mean, it depends on where you're at. Palmer amaranth grabs a lot of headlines. You know, people who are facing that, that's a tough one. Water hemp, another big one. Mare's tail, giant ragweed, kochia. A lot of different weeds, and especially seeing a growth in glyphosate-resistant weeds, which is challenging for farmers. Yeah, so I think growers are looking at a lot of new herbicide technology systems out there, and it's important for them to take the time to understand the differences between them and decide what is going to work best for their needs. I think the first thing is identifying what are the tough weeds you've got on the farm, and is this system going to take care of those tough weeds? Second, you want to find something that's easy to use, you know, fitting with the practices that you're doing today. And finally, you know, you don't want to have any new issues come up when you're using these systems. So finding one that you can have confidence when you apply the herbicide that it's going to stay where you put it and not cause any drift or volatility issues.